inter alia, or humanitarian emergencies inter alia. These situations must be addressed with a comprehensive human rights-based approach which adequately addresses those who have no option but to leave their place of origin using routes that risk their well-being, health, safety, and who need international protection. We welcome the efforts by the office to address under an approach that covers the entire cycle of so-called mixed flows, which many times involve migrants, refugees, and other people in need of protection, in keeping with HCR's mandate. Ecuador is a direct witness of the benefits of HCR's work on the ground, working with other organizations in the UN system in complementarity and under their respective mandates, and in implementation of both global compacts. Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Ecuador stands in solidarity with those people that it hosts and protects, in line with its humanitarian tradition. It believes firmly in respect for human dignity and the right of all persons to migrate and seek asylum and refuge, but has also applied every possible measure to implement these rights and principles and strengthen our international protection systems. We continue to place the protection and the rights of people on the move at the heart of our national and international policies. Undeterred by significant economic challenges, seeking to strengthen lasting, sustainable humanitarian solutions and responses, Ecuador continues to make every effort to include foreigners in our society, including through regularization processes. For example, between 2022 and 2024, we regularized 96,000 people, mostly Venezuelans, including children and adolescents who came without their parents, and are now initiating a new process to regularize an additional 94,000 people. This means that 300,000 Venezuelans will be regularized in our country, and all of them cared for according to the highest international standards. High Commissioner, Ecuador congratulates HCR on the success of the second Global Forum on Refugees and the transformative, multidimensional character of the commitments presented by many states and stakeholders on specific topics. Ecuador will, in timely fashion, report on the fulfillment of its commitments, including the joining of the Global Alliance to End Statelessness, and continued work to strengthen refugees and migrants' integration prospects. However, we must recognize the importance of continuing to apply the principle of shared burden and responsibilities to support states and host communities. And to this end, we must step up efforts through better international cooperation. We point to the mechanism proposed and spearheaded by Ecuador within the regional process of the Declaration of the Angels on financing, coming from non-traditional sources for the host countries and the transit countries. The details will be presented at a side effect event tomorrow at 8:30 in room 25. The mechanism seeks to channel financing from non-traditional and mixed sources such as the private sector, the voluntary sector, and the development banks to support countries as they seek to care for and integrate migrants and refugees and to support host communities. Finally, on behalf of my country, Ecuador, we reiterate our commitment to continue working closely with HCR and with other states in order together to seek comprehensive, sustainable solutions that meet the needs of people requiring international protection. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished.